Just Chitty the Podcast, presented by Just Chitty Productions.
Hi there, I'm your host, Fondue.
Chizzy here.
In this week's episode, we celebrate White Chocolate Cheesecake Day. Ooh. We're going to learn the differences between baked and unbaked cheesecake.
Whoa.
We're going to talk about cream cheese substitutes.
Okay.
We're going to learn about the most expensive and the largest cheesecakes.
Whoa.
And of course, no episode would be complete without our very cheesy joke.
I love a joke.
Stay tuned for episode 121, White Chocolate, on Just Cheesy, the podcast. According to daysoftheyear.com, March 6th was National White Chocolate Cheesecake Day.
Whoa.
And if you recall, back in episode 75, we talked a little bit about cheesecake.
Oh, yeah.
And there are several different cheesecake holidays. In fact, there's a National Cheesecake Day in July.
Whoa.
But this holiday celebrates white chocolate cheesecake.
Yeah, yum.
According to this article, it's believed that the ancient Mayan and Aztecs consumed chocolate.
Whoa.
And they say specifically the cocoa bean. They turned it into a drink.
Yeah.
And they included it in religious rituals.
Ooh.
But white chocolate appeared much later.
Really?
Nestle began making white chocolate in the 1930s in Europe.
Ooh.
And they say that Kuno Baedeker developed white chocolate in 1945 in North America.
Whoa.
And while we know that cheesecake is pretty old,
The
1930s is when the famous New York-style cheesecake began.
Ooh.
At a restaurant called Lindy's.
Yum.
According to CheesecakeDays.com, this awesome holiday didn't start until 2009.
Whoa.
And this website is dedicated to Cheesecake Days.
Really?
They have Chocolate Cheesecake Day, February 8th.
Whoa.
Peanut Butter Cup Cheesecake Day on February 24th.
Ooh.
There's Oreo.
Whoa.
Cherry, blueberry, strawberry, raspberry.
Whoa.
International Cheesecake Day on July 30th.
Okay.
Caramel, key lime, pumpkin,
yum,
cranberry, and peppermint bark.
That's a crazy amount.
It sure is, Cheesy.
Yeah.
And they say here the original Cheesecake Day was first conceived in 1985, but it didn't start to trend until it was published online in 2001.
Of course.
And it's kind of funny. They have a cheesecake committee.
Whoa.
And it's comprised of the Cheesecake Factory,
okay,
Eli's in Chicago,
ooh,
Junior's,
mm,
and Cheesecake.com.
Whoa.
And if you have a cheesecake that you want to see celebrated, you can actually contact them and submit it for consideration.
Holy cow.
They'll actually vote on it and let you know if your favorite cheesecake gets its own day.
Nice.
You know, I know what cheesecake is, and I've had these two different preparations,
yeah,
but I'm not sure I know which one I like the best.
Me neither.
According to jarviswrites.medium.com, there's a question to bake or not to bake a cheesecake.
Right.
When it comes to cheesecake, there's a couple of different types of crust.
Okay.
There's a toasty graham cracker crust,
ooh, yum,
or a buttery biscuit base.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't seem to matter which crust goes in a baked or unbaked cheesecake.
Whoa.
And aside from being obvious one is cooked and one is not,
right,
it's the filling that actually makes the difference.
Ah.
In the baked cheesecake, eggs are present.
Okay.
It says here that both the yolk and the white help provide structure and stability.
Whoa.
And they're not preoccupied with leavening.
Okay.
In a typical baked cheesecake, you're looking at cream cheese, sugar, eggs, and vanilla extract.
Mm.
And the final texture is a bit like a firm custard.
Ooh, yum.
No baked cheesecake is exactly as it sounds.
Yeah.
It doesn't have any eggs.
Nope.
It doesn't need to be baked.
Nope.
And they say it comes out a little bit fluffier and lighter with a mousse-like texture.
Ooh, yum.
It does take the refrigerator to set this cheesecake.
Yeah.
But you obviously can't overbake it.
Right.
And as for recipes for the no-baked cheesecake, there are quite a few different ones online.
There are.
One of them calls for cream cheese and Cool Whip. The other calls for cream cheese and sweetened condensed milk.
Ooh.
Another calls for heavy whipping cream, sour cream, and powdered sugar.
Whoa.
On the Philadelphia cream cheese website, which is KraftHeinz.com, their original recipe is cream cheese and Cool Whip.
Okay.
But they even sell a ready-to-go, no-bake original cheesecake filling.
Whoa.
Kraft Heinz in Philadelphia are not sponsors.
Not yet.
But if they were, the ad would go right here. Have you ever wanted to listen to the web?
Yeah.
Well, Newsly makes that possible.
They do?
They're an all-in-one audio super app for iOS and Android.
Super app.
You can listen to trending articles on the web on topics that you choose and get them read to you in a natural human voice.
What kind of topics?
Sports, cheese? Tech, business, cheese. Science.
Cheese?
I'm sure there's even cheese.
Yay!
They even have an entire section for podcasts.
Are we there?
Of course we are. Ooh. It's one of my new favorite podcast apps. They even have digital radio.
Holy cow.
Just go to www.newsly.me to download it free.
Whoa.
Or use the link in the description. If you use the promo code Cheesy,
Cheesy,
that'll get you 1 month free premium subscription.
Yay, Newsly.
Now, back to the podcast. What happens if you want to make a cheesecake and you don't have any cream cheese?
Oh, no.
According to allrecipes.com, there are some substitutes that you can use for cream cheese.
Whew.
Sour cream is the first one.
Really?
I know it seems like it's a different consistency altogether.
Yeah.
But they say it gives a really good texture.
Really?
It adds a bit of creaminess to cheesecake. And they say you substitute it in an equal amount of sour cream for cream cheese in the recipe.
Huh.
Believe it or not, the next one is Greek yogurt.
Really?
Now, we commonly use Greek yogurt in place of sour cream,
yeah.
So I guess this one makes sense.
I guess.
They noted here that it's a little bit tangier than your cream cheese, of course.
Oh, yeah.
And they say you can use a 1-to-1 ratio when substituting this.
Okay.
They say you can use Neufchâtel cheese.
Oh, yeah.
In America, it's made using milk.
Yep.
But traditionally, it uses cream.
Ooh.
They say this one is also a 1-to-1 ratio for substitution.
Yummy.
Next up is one of my very favorites. It's mascarpone cheese.
Ooh, yum.
It's made from heavy cream and citric or tartaric acid.
Okay.
And it has a similar taste and texture to cream cheese.
Yeah.
They say it's slightly sweeter and about twice the amount of fat.
Yum.
Cottage cheese makes its way on the list. It says it's lower in fat than cream cheese.
Yeah.
It's chunkier, of course, so they're saying you may want to puree it before you add it to the recipe.
Yeah.
And they say if you're going to bake with it or cook it, you may want to add cream or half and half to provide some thickness.
Yeah.
They recommend Quark, which is a German cheese made of buttermilk and heavy whipping cream.
Oh, yeah, that's
right. It's a little bit more creamy and a little bit more tangy than cream cheese.
Okay.
They say it's kind of a cross between cream cheese and yogurt.
Ooh.
And you would, of course, use the same amount of Quark, but they said you may want to adjust the recipe to make up for the increased sour flavor.
Oh.
And then we've actually got a couple of dairy-free options.
Really?
They say hummus.
What?
May actually be a good substitute.
Hmm.
Now, of course, we all know there's a big difference in the taste.
Yeah.
But they say that the texture is what makes it a good sub.
Huh.
I think I'd have to try that one to believe it.
Yeah, me too.
There's actually something called cashew cheese. This is another vegan option.
Ooh.
It's a spreadable cheese. It's made from cashews, water, nutritional yeast, and seasonings.
Ooh.
And they also recommend this at a 1-to-1 ratio.
Nice.
According to CNBC.com, there is a most expensive cheesecake.
Whoa.
Guess how much it is, Cheesy?
$100.
Nope.
Two.
Nope.
Three.
A little higher.
$500.
A little more.
$1,000.
Close.
$2,000.
How about $5,000?
Holy cow.
According to this article, Chef Rafael Ronca, the owner of Rafael Restaurante in Manhattan's Greenwich Village, offered the most expensive cheesecake in the world.
Whoa.
They say it's not really a gimmick.
Really?
It's expensive because of the cost and the quality of the ingredients.
Whoa.
They're not using Philly cream cheese from the grocery store.
Aww.
Apparently, this starts with a fresh formaggio from water buffalo in southern Italy.
Ooh.
And it's flown in fresh from the previous day.
Fancy.
They also say here that these water buffalo are very happy and they have lived good lives.
Yay.
And you can taste it in their milk and cheese.
Go cows.
They added cognac to the dish, and it came from a 200-year-old bottle.
Whoa.
That cost $2,500.
Oh, my goodness.
Of course, they also give a nod to the people that think this is crazy to use cognac in a recipe and not to drink it.
Right.
So they actually had 3 shots poured out worth about $300 apiece.
Holy cow.
Of course, the vanilla was imported from Madagascar.
Of course.
And he uses white truffles from Alba.
Truffles.
A town in Italy's Piedmont region.
Whoa.
And these particular truffles run about $4,000 a pound.
Whoa.
They said a trio of Albas weighing less than 2 pounds sold for $85,000 to a Hong Kong buyer.
Holy cow.
They topped the cheesecake off with a little bit of citrus and, of course, a sprinkling of gold flakes.
Oh, sure.
He used biscotti from Italy for the crust.
Wow.
He had a layer of ground hazelnuts and rich milk chocolate.
I mean, why not?
It made it to the Guinness Book of World Records for the most expensive cheesecake ever.
Whoa.
It took 5 days to prepare since all of the ingredients needed to be flown in fresh from Europe and Africa.
Wow.
Of course, not to be outdone. The Cheeseberry Company made the world's largest cheesecake.
Ooh.
According to GuinnessWorldRecords.com, there was a 4,240 kilogram cheesecake created on September 23rd of 2017.
Holy cow.
And for those in America, that's 9,347 pounds.
Holy cow.
The cheesecake was made in the main street of Stavropol,
okay,
a city in Russia, for the city's 240th birthday.
Nice.
This cheesecake measured 9 feet 2 inches in diameter.
Whoa.
And a whopping 2 feet 9 inches tall.
I'm ready for a joke fondue.
Okay. Why did cheesecake get lots of dates?
Oh, I don't know.
Because it was really smooth.
Oh, my.
Get it? It's really smooth.
Yeah, that was bad.
Oh, yeah.
Whew, yeah.
Yeah, that one was really something. And
yeah,
a little bit cheesy. Thanks for listening to Just Cheesy the Podcast, episode 121, Smooth.
Thank you.
Don't forget to go back and listen to episode 75,
yes,
all about cheesecake. The link is in our show notes.
Stay cheesy, everybody.